Hello. This is John Hammond at the microphone with the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU, 1550 AM in San Francisco, California. Thank you for tuning in. I've got a very interesting show for you today with music and stories, some history, and some current events as well. I'm broadcasting to you from New York City today, one block from Times Square. And we're going to start the show off today with a special request for a very special guy. And this is some really incredible stuff that I did some years ago with my main man, my mentor in radio, the radio legend, radio and TV, Al Jazbo Collins. And we did some things that were very spontaneous, and I'm very fortunate to have some surviving tapage of that. I'm going to go in the studio with Chris Cortez right now, and he's going to tell you a little bit about him before we start. And those of you who are in their 50s and 60s might remember that Al Jazbo Collins had an album of grim fairy tales told to jazz music in the hipster language, and he sold about 500,000 copies back in the 50s. So that'll give you a little hint where we're going with this one. Okay, here we go.
Time we were here together, that is, was when I was a young intern, and you were here with Al Jazbo Collins.
That's
and we
right.
And
yeah,
together we almost blew up the transmitter.
Oh yeah, we I think I'm still on Melanie's list from that. We got a phone call from your chief engineer about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, what are you guys doing? You're going to blow up the entire station.
Right. Well, that was the thing with Al Jazbo Collins' show. You never knew what was going to happen, and he dared you to play live on the air, and you certainly came through with that.
Yeah. He told me, he said, Hammond, we're going to try an experiment. Bring your organ down here, and we're going to plug it right into the transmitter. And we did. We found a way in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I plugged it into the tape recorder.
Yeah, we came in through the back end of the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, play a slow blues. And I just laid down a nice, greasy, slow blues, you know. And he started doing his inimitable version of Little Red Riding Hood with the hipster language that he was so famous for. He was the first real hip cat, you know.
Absolutely.
So
it
was great to have him on the airwaves all the way up to the end of his life and career, and it was a big, big honor for me to work with Jazbo. He was my main man. He was one of my mentors, and he gave me my very first break on the radio in New York on WNEW.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how far back you guys go?
Wow. Yeah, and I used to listen to him, of course. You know, sometimes I'd go to sleep listening to Al,
yeah,
and wake up in the morning, he'd still be there.
Well, John Hammond is our guest in studio, and John, you're just a man of many parts. You know, you play the accordion, you play the B3, you're a host on television as well as radio. And what else? Did I forget anything? Record producer? World traveler.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to wear a few different hats in this business, Chris. I don't have to tell you.
Oh, I know
you
it.
You know, we're all involved in production, and since I've been very fortunate to travel around the globe for quite some time now, I find myself in the position of being an entrepreneur for and impresario for some of the great talents that I've been very fortunate to meet and very often play with in different countries. And with the power of TV and radio, I've been able to give some very talented young talents their first exposure in New York. And I never forget the guy who opened the door for me, who was actually Jazbo, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, I think that when you think back in musical history, like Ed Sullivan, he broke a lot of talents on his show. And, you know, it's always a great honor and privilege to be involved with a great breaking talent, you know. So, you know, even though I'm a musician myself, I've been really caught up in some incredible talent that I just, you know, Bernard Purdy told me something one time, a long time ago, and it really stuck in my mind. He said, "Hammond, you can't stop a hit."
You cannot.
Right.
That is so true. And we should mention that you should not confuse John Hammond with John Hammond, the famous record producer of New York City, or infamous in some camps.
Or the singer.
Or the singer.
Yeah.
And then there's another organist as well, Johnny Hammond.
Johnny Hammond Smith, yeah.
But you are the original J-O-N Hammond.
Right, with no H.
No H.
And there's actually another cat, too, that spells his name exactly like I do. Is a jazz radio broadcaster back in Connecticut. And so we've been in touch, and all the John Hammonds we've been keeping in touch. One is a real estate agent. There's another cat who's a BMW dealer. Right. And I have deals with both these cats. When I hit the big time, the real estate dealer's going to cut me a deal on a house, and the other one's going to give me a deal on a car. You know?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and when I started the John Hammond Show TV show 21 years ago.
Okay, let's go back a few years in the studio with Al Jazbo Collins. Big L. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that. And I like especially when you play like 20 fingers together, you know. I like some of that Milt Buckner cording, you know. That's always nice. Well, just keep playing back there on behind me, you know. We'll just leave it cracked open, but go half as slow as you went before. Let me hear the tempo. Yeah, now you may be getting somewhere. Yeah. Once upon a time in the land of Ubladi, there lived a fine chick named Little Red Riding Hood. And one day Red's mother called her into the front room, and she said, "Honey, I got some bad news for you, and you're the first to know." "What's up?" said Red. "Well, it's your grandma," said her mother. "She's feeling kind of beat. Hangoversville, for all I know. Anyhow, I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay the stuff on her." "Crazy," said Red, and taking the basket, she took off through the woods. She had only gone a short distance when from out the timber jumped a big bad wolf, grinning affably and saying, "Hey, baby, give me some skin." Red said, "Sorry, Daddy, oh, some other time. Right now, I gotta make it over to my grandma's. She's feeling kind of beat. So I'd see you later." "Say no more, Mama," said the wolf. "I'm hip, I'll dig you later." And so by means of a short, circuitous route through the tall grass, he made it over to Grandma's post-haste and rapped on the door. He rapped harder than that, man. Well, he rapped lower and harder than that. Yeah, that's better. Who goes? cried Grandma. "It's Western Union," cried the wolf. "I got tickets to the opening night. Count Basie's band and all." "Say no more," said the mama, and she opened the door, and the wolf jumped in, ate the old lady up, jumped into her night drapes, and and pulled the lily whites up around his chin and waited. Pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood came tripping down the path and knocked on the door. "Who grows?" cried the wolf. "Oh, it's me, Gram," said Red. "Mama heard you were feeling kind of low, and she's fixed up a little thing for you." "Well, fall in," said the wolf. Whereupon Red Riding Hood looked at that furry head on her pillow, and she said, "You know, you don't look like my grandma at all." And she says, "That's a big nose you got there." He said, "Yeah, it is a gasser." "And those ears," said Red. "Yeah, I know," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "And those teeth." She couldn't say teeth. "Those teeth." "Yeah," he said, "and those are my only bicuspids, you know." She says, "No, man, I don't want to come on square and ask to see your card. But you don't look like my grandma at all. You look like some other cat." "Baby," said the wolf, "you're flipping." "No, man," she said, "no. I just dug your nose again, and it's just too much." Whereupon the wolf says, "What is this, anyhow? Face inspection?" Whereupon he jumped out of bed and began chasing Little Red around the cabin. They went thither and yon and hither and yon.
Hither and yon, and you're on KYOU Radio, 1550 AM, San Francisco, California, and on the net at www.kyouradio.com. This is John Hammond with the Hammond Cast Show. Let's go back to Jazz Bo.
This time for a half a chorus, John, of some wild music, so get in there. Little did the wolf realize that hunting season had opened that day. And a passing hunter heard Little Red's cry for help. So he bashed in the door and dispatched the wolf with one single shot. That was a good shot. Take your best shot, man. I usually have more fun with that, but that's all right. We're on our way to the end of the story. The end of the story is where Little Red looks up into the hunter's face and she says to him, "You know, your timing was like the end." And so it was. I remembered half of the words tonight. I'm getting better on it, you know. But I left out some of the best lines. I don't know how I'm going to get them in there. I'll have to do it again sometime. It's getting close to 10 o'clock here in the purpleness of the grotto. And we're down to the sixth purple nub on the calibrated candle indicating the time. And time down here we refer to more or less casually and roughly speaking, but it is in the vicinity of a couple of minutes before or after 10 o'clock. I would make a slight wager on that. It's nice to have John Hammond here playing organ behind me. It's nice to have that. Makes you feel comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel comfortable too, Jazzbo. Right here at this place on the dial. 1550 AM, San Francisco, California, KYOU. The Hammond Cast Show. How about that, folks? You heard radio history there. He was the man, Al Jazzbo Collins. And we're going to go back even a few more years to something that we did in New York City together with a tune that I recorded on a Sunday session written by Lee Morgan. And Jazzbo's going to talk about it, and we're going to talk a little bit. I'll be talking to him from the phone. Thank you for listening to Hammond Cast. Folks, if you're driving a car out there, pay attention and be careful. Somebody wants to go ahead, just let them go. Kick back and enjoy the ride.
On the bandstand there.
Yeah, that's good.
That was real good. And you know, quite a lot of things happened. I didn't get to check you out the past couple of nights. I was in the studio with Al Demiola.
Yeah, he's fine, Al Demiola.
Yeah, he's doing a new album.
Mm-hmm.